a weekly conversation with practitioners, providers, patients, and healers about complex reproductive medicine and women's health challenges, the value of an integrative approach to these challenges, many of the women's health topics you're already thinking about but uncomfortable talking about, and my personal favorite, wine. I'm your host, Dr. Lorena White, an integrative reproductive medicine and women's health provider, licensed acupuncturist, clinical herbalist, and a former labor support doula in the Washington, D.C. metro area. My goal is to bring women's health-specific evidence and expertise to the forefront of daily women's health and wellness news through informative conversations. If you have ideas, questions, and specific topics that you would like us to cover in future podcast episodes, please leave them in the comment section or send us an email at info@lorenawhite.com. To learn more about our team's approach to care, visit our website at www.lorenawhite.com. As you enjoy the podcast, conversations, and wine time, remember to follow the podcast, leave a 5-star rating, and tap on the bell to make sure you never miss an episode. Let us know, what is your favorite topic? Who has been your favorite guest? And who would you like to hear from on the next pod? Most importantly, share the podcast and your favorite episode with a friend or colleague. Lastly, remember that this podcast is not designed to be a substitute for a bona fide relationship with a licensed or certified healthcare professional.
Coming up, I talk with Maria Camila Giraldo about her Colombian roots in acting, mushrooms and other adaptogens, and fungiments. So grab yourself a glass of Vino Verde, Averé d'Enfant, and let's join the conversation.
Beech, black trumpet, button, chanterelle, cremini, enoki, hedgehog, king oyster, lion's mane, maitake, morel, oyster, porcini, portobello, and shiitake. These are the main types of edible mushrooms that we find in many of our salads and sauces. However, there are also other types of mushrooms that are poisonous and or hallucinogenic, such as psilocybin. Today, Maria Camila Giraldo joins us to discuss balancing her entrepreneurial spirit, and love for acting, her transition from Colombia to the United States, and the personal health scare and journey that led her to create fungiments. Maria, please introduce yourself and talk to us about your passion for plant medicine.
Well, thank you so much for having me here. Super excited to connect with you and to share more about both of our journeys in this conversation. I'm from Colombia, born and raised. I came to the States 3 years ago to pursue more of my acting career. I've been an actress since I was 8 years old in Latin America. I've done several shows and movies. I was just in a movie with Al Pacino, but I started working in regional TV in Latin America, which is very foreign. I've never thought that I was going to be in a movie with Al Pacino. or just like being in LA and living, I don't know, the Hollywood dream, I guess. I grew up as an artist. I started working, as I said, when I was 8 years old in television, moved to Mexico. I did MTV News for quite a bit and then did a lot of Telemundo telenovelas, like the soap operas. 3 years ago, I moved here. I moved to LA. I live in LA. And I moved to film a show called Griselda that just appeared on Netflix. And I decided to just take a chance on Hollywood, on LA, and do it. And while I was doing that, I had a little incident that is a beautiful thing because it led me to also find a different journey, which is the entrepreneurial journey. And I started my own company. So that's a little bit, long story short, about me.
Okay, that's great. And so talk to us about how plant medicine has benefited your overall mental health and wellness.
Yeah, I think, so I grew up, my mom is an Ayurveda doctor, which is holistic natural medicines. Mm-hmm. And that's how I grew up. And I think that part of me has always allowed me to be very in tune with my body. And when I had an incident, I hit my head and it rocked my world. I had a concussion. It was a very intense concussion. It was not a mild concussion. I lost my memory. I had lost the vision in one eye. It was a very intense one. And then I found these mushrooms and adaptogens that allowed me to start feeling better. But to connect the dots, I knew something in my body was not okay. But I didn't want to go in the route of Western medicine because I've never explored that route. And I also didn't want to become dependent on certain medications or like take this, but maybe this will get altered or things like that. And I knew that there was a path to heal my body naturally and my mental health in this case naturally. And when I found this blend of mushrooms and adaptogens, I was like, oh, this is what I've been looking for, a way to finally get back to me without altering anything else in my system. So that's kind of the story, like in between mental health and natural medicines.
I love it. I love it. I'm an herb nerd, so everything you're talking about makes all the sense to me. And I think our audience is definitely interested in that approach to natural healing as well. So you talk about your accident and talk to us more about that post-accident healing trajectory and how you were not only introduced to functional and adaptogenic mushrooms, but what you had tried up to that point that wasn't actually successful.
Right. Well, I feel everybody is different. And I just want to say that because, I mean, what works for me is not that it works for everyone. But for me, I was very inquisitive on what was it that doctors here were sending me. Mind you, I had just gotten to the States probably 6 months before, so I didn't have my normal doctors. So I was just getting to know all this new way of taking care of myself and these new doctors. They were like, oh, you want to take, I don't know, anti-seizure medicines or Adderall or Xanax or things like that, because it's like the normal protocol for what I was going through. And I don't know. I refused. I didn't want to go in that route. What I said, it was just like a complete search for more answers. And I feel like a lot of us right now, a lot of younger generations, Gen Zs or boomers, whatever, we're all looking for natural alternatives. We don't know what that is yet. I feel like we're still discovering how can we treat our bodies? How can we get those things that we get traditionally with natural medicine? And what I would say with that is, I think it's like it's a process of getting informed from the right sources. Just don't stop. Just like Google it. Go to the right doctors, for example, you, and ask for like you heal naturally. But there's ways, there's alternatives. So that's what I did. I kept asking questions and I didn't give up. I didn't took those answers as the only answers because in my body, in my mind, it didn't feel right. And I kept searching and then I found this doctor, met this doctor, and he gave me the right things that I was looking for.
Absolutely. And I love that I think that's a lot of people's journey is that they know that this one thing is not working, but it's that quest to figure out what is the thing that does work for me. Mm-hmm. And natural healing methods are not the ones that are talked about. You don't see them, you know, brought to the fore. You don't see them, you know, really being advertised as a viable mm-hmm. option in comparison to other conventional medicine modalities. And I think that's, I know part of the problem is that it's looked at as inferior, not just different, but inferior or less than, or not as good as, and that deters some people from getting what they actually truly need from the medicine, you know, that can help them not just be healthier, but to make them feel better, to be well, and ultimately healing. And so I really like that you continue to search for the thing that spoke to you and actually help you address the underlying and root cause of what was ailing you.
Yeah. I think it's interesting because it's also like natural medicines can also, if you incorporate them on your daily routines, mm-hmm. or if you take care of yourself in a more natural way on a daily basis, you're also preventing instead of just taking a medicine where, when it needs to be attacked. I feel like that's the beauty of it also, that it's a way of, it's just like a way of self-love, I think. It's like a way of like taking care of yourself, because then like you're doing it, then you're not getting sick, or you're not getting headaches, or you know, there's natural ways to everything if you actually do it on a daily basis. But I don't know, sometimes we get lazy and we just want the solution to the pain, just like let it go. But you know, there's a way.
Yeah, absolutely. So how did stress and anxiety affect your overall health? And how did these conditions manifest in you? We talk about anxiety and depression and stress in these large categories, but what did that look like for you?
Right. I feel like it is, what you're saying is very different for everyone. And sometimes it manifests like a larger thing that like stops you from living. It stops you from doing your normal life. For me, it was when it happened with the accident, it was very debilitating because I was very triggered by lights, by sounds. I was on restaurants and the sound of people talking was making me very, I don't know how to explain that sensation. It was like altered, like something in my brain wasn't understanding. It felt like I was like in fight or flight mode. And when I was getting to like restaurants or crowded places, I felt like my brain, my body needed to leave. And that's how it manifested for me. But I do think that we all go through different kinds of anxiety or, you know, stress in our daily life or when we're going through changes. And I've had that before, you know, like we all have some sort of anxiety that I think can be treated either with meditation, or if you need help, you can do also like a natural alternative, a Reishi or ashwagandha, all this beautiful things that nature gives us and help us heal anxiety and stress.
Absolutely. You're exactly right. And I'm loving how not only you talked about how it manifests for you and that it can be different for other people, but that's the beauty of it. One condition that manifests in several different ways can be treated with simplicity because it's addressing that root cause, and addressing that root cause is more common than it is different among the different people, but our manifestations can be different.
Mm, yeah.
So adaptogenic mushrooms like lion's mane, reishi, and cordyceps have been all the rage for the last few years. We've seen powders and tinctures and teas and coffees storming the market, boasting all kinds of health boosting effects, courtesy of the adaptogenic shrooms, as they help them, you know, the body fight the negative effects of stress and improve overall health. What specific changes did you notice in yourself after beginning a functional mushroom regimen?
Well, I think there's mushrooms for everything. There's different kinds of mushrooms. Mm-hmm. I think that's so beautiful. The way that nature just has different types of mushrooms for different necessities, for different needs, and also how we also have receptors for mushrooms in our body. Our body has receptors for beta-glucans, which is one of the main ingredients in mushrooms. So I think that's fascinating. But when I first started taking mushroom, I was looking for three things. I was looking for sleep. I couldn't sleep back then when I was going through my concussion, couldn't. And then anxiety. I couldn't go to restaurants. I couldn't cross the street. Crossing the street was so hard for me. I will walk with my boyfriend, like hand by hand, and like a car will come and I will hold him so tight because he will make me so altered. So it was sleep, anxiety, and then energy. I had a lot of brain fog. I felt that I was lacking like a push of energy and I couldn't take caffeine. Caffeine was too much for me. And I feel a lot of people go through that. People are looking for natural alternatives to caffeine, or not natural alternatives because caffeine is natural, but an alternative to caffeine, something that is not as jittery. I feel like caffeine can be a little jittery and a little too much for some people. So I found with a blend of cordyceps and ginseng and green tea extract and rhodiola, I found energy. And then for relaxation, for anxiety, Xanax, the natural Xanax of the mushroom world is called reishi. Mm-hmm. And that blend was like reishi, ashwagandha, passion flower. It was lemon balm. Those were the things that I was like, oh my God, yes, I'm feeling like myself again. Like it is that feeling that is, oh, this is how I'm meant to be. Because mm-hmm. daily routines, stress, bad nutrition just takes us out of ourselves, and it stops us from claiming our powers, from being like our powerful self, from enjoying life. Because life is meant to be fun, but sometimes, I don't know, our anxiety gets in the way, our lack of energy gets in the way, our lack of sleep gets in the way. I feel like when you take care of yourself like I did with mushroom and adaptogens, you start to feel back like yourself. So to answer your question, those were the three things that I felt first with mushrooms.
Absolutely. I mean, and I think those are big things when you talk about energy, when you talk about sleep, when you talk about, those are like the baselines and the function, like the basis of how we all get along in the day. When we don't have lack of sleep, we don't function well. When we're not eating well, we don't function well. When we don't have any energy, none of those things work well. And so when you're getting back those core things, of course you can feel like yourself again, because you are, because you're able to plug in, you're able to go with those circadian rhythms throughout the course of the day. And they're in alignment. They're not fighting against each other. You're not sacrificing one for the other. So that sounds wonderful. A lot of people talk about, you know, taking medicine, and let's say you have a headache, you take a painkiller, and hopefully within a half an hour or so, the pain has gone away. Dealing with natural medicine, it is not immediate. It's like you said, it's something that builds over time. It is a thing that is a practice way of being. It's a lifestyle change, because you're incorporating it not just to address a particular ailment, but for overall health and wellness of your whole body, all of your body systems. So describe like that time frame between the time you started incorporating these things to the time you started feeling better.
So, you know, there's a beauty in between. There's a beauty in using mushrooms and pairing them with other adaptogens, because you do feel the effect right away. Mushrooms, as you're saying, it takes probably 2 weeks, a month to start feeling the results. Actually, I am testing one product that has lion's mane. And one of the only things that I've had after the concussion that is still with me is pain. I have a lot of pain in this area, like tremendous pain. I can't, there's times that I can't sleep because this side is in so much pain. And I started developing a product with mushrooms, with lion's mane. And this one, you don't feel right away. This one, it took me probably a month to be like, oh, it's helping with my nerve pain, because I have nerve pain. With the blends that I'm telling you, which is actually the blends that we have right now, and Fungiments, which is my mushroom supplement brand, our mushroom supplement brand, Super Bouncy, for example, you feel right away, because it has what I was saying. It has adaptogens that helps you feel the effect. I think that a lot of us, we don't have the patience to just sit and wait for natural medicines to work. And you're like, oh, this tastes good, or this doesn't taste good. And I'm just not going to take it, because then I have to do it for 30 days. And I think the beauty of this blend, and the beauty of like incorporating mushrooms with other adaptogens, is that people can feel it immediately.
Okay. Excellent. I love that too. I love that aspect. Yeah. And so let's talk a little bit more about Fungiments. What inspired you to create a business and your entrepreneurial spirit? What in that mindset helped you design a business based on mushrooms?
Yeah, I think, well, it was going through my own journey, not being able to feel like myself, going through this quest, going in this quest of searching for natural answers, and not finding any. because I was going to pharmacies and supermarkets and groceries, and I was going online. I was trying to do everything really to heal my body with what I could. I was trying everything. And I realized that there were not many options, and they were, the ones that were there were not as effective, what you were saying. For example, there were mushrooms, brands on the shelf that had just a mushroom that had probably, I don't know, 100 milligrams or 80 milligrams, something that you're not going to really feel the therapeutic benefits. So I remember after feeling like myself again, it was probably a month and a half in, that I told my boyfriend, hey, I want to do something with this. Also, I've been wanting to do something around mental health. I feel like it was calling me for a really long time, and I feel the concussion, even though it was so hard, it really had to happen to me for me to like create this and connect more with myself. I was in a moment in my career and in my life when I was very outside. I was chasing things. I was trying to achieve this, mm-hmm. trying to do that, but I was not connecting with myself. I have forgotten what my mom had taught me since I was a kid. That is, look inside, look within, take care of yourself. You know, that such an important aspect to keep achieving dreams and to keep achieving to keep living life. When I realized that there were not opportunities, that there were not products out there that were similar to the ones that I was taking, and I also connected the dots, and I was like, oh, I've been wanting to do something around mental health. Let's do something with it. And my boyfriend was like, yeah, let's do something with it. And then I'm very creative, so I started the branding and creating the concepts and everything. And all of a sudden, Fungiments was born. And it was that's how it started. We started pitching different stores, and right now we are in 2,000 stores in the United States, which is really good to hear, because that allows us to spread the benefits of this product, which is ultimately, honestly, my goal. Of course, like, there's the brand portion of it that you grow it and whatever, but for me, it's like sharing what I went through and telling people, hey, there's different alternatives. There's a solution to what you're feeling, and you can do it naturally. So that's the story about Fungiments. And we say, in Fungiments, we say life is more fun when you have superpowers, because all the skews are superpowers, like super bouncy, super chill, super. Life is meant to be fun. What we were talking about, life is meant to enjoy it and don't be dragged by, you know, your anxiety, don't be dragged by your lack of sleep, but really just go all in and feel powerful and feel like yourself.
I love that. I love the names. Those are catchy too. Those are wonderful. And you mentioned it before, but where and when will we be able to find Fungiments in stores, and in what stores?
We're in Walmart, Vitamin Shoppe, Fresh Thyme. And those are our stores right now. Hy-Vee in the Midwest. And we're in 2,000 stores. And Amazon is one of our biggest, retailers also. So, yeah.
Okay, excellent. Everyone loves Amazon, so that's good. They'll be able to find, there's almost a Walmart everywhere, and Amazon is everywhere, so that's good. That's wonderful. We have been focused on adaptogenic properties of select mushrooms, and keep in mind that adaptogenic properties are not limited to just mushrooms. So for our audience, you can find them in many foods and beverages, such as coffee and blueberries and turmeric and nettle and so many more. And I know you talked about that, discovering that synergy between not only the functional mushrooms, but also other foods and beverages. What are some of the pairings that you like to use?
Yeah, well, it is what I was saying earlier. I think there's a beauty in nature. And if you have a question, just go and ask Mother Nature, because there's so many things that are so synchronistic. Like, there's products that are for energy. There's, for example, cordyceps or lion's mane are good for energy, but ginseng, rhodiola, green tea, matcha, all these things are good for energy, and they work with your body instead of giving you anxiety or jitters or things like that. They really work with your ATP, with your mitochondria to produce ATP, which is the natural source of energy in the body, which is the way body produces energy. And there's, for example, what I was saying, reishi is a mushroom, and ashwagandha is an adaptogen, is a root, and they both pair together are wonderful for relaxation. They're wonderful. And if you want a little more, you can probably take magnesium, and then it becomes a sleep aid. It's just like such a beautiful world of combinations. It's like cooking. I feel like it's like being a chef. when I'm talking to our formulators and our doctors, I'm like, you guys are like chefs, like let's cook something, because that's what it is. It's just really like pairing up flavors and colors and needs. So you're like, oh, this mushroom is great for this, and then this herb is great for that. But then we need coloring, and we're only using natural colors. Then we need coloring, so we probably use turmeric, or we use algae, or we use spirulina. Like it's a beauty in everything. So I feel like, to answer your question and for people listening, it's about really like asking those questions and looking for help with a practitioner, with a practitioner, a doctor that can guide you and see like, oh, I need help with energy. What can I do for energy? What's out there? And using it, this person will tell you, you will tell them there's this. And then you start trying and you start feeling, oh, this worked, this really worked. Oh, this actually, I didn't like it. You know, there's a beauty in it all, and just like the exploration and getting creative with it.
Yeah, it's an art and a science. And I think that's what I love about it, because it's beautiful. It's so beautiful when you can just take all these things that we know that are out there, because they're growing all around us, no matter where we're living. I mean, they're the trees, they're the bushes, they're the shrubs, they're the roots, they're the berries, they're the stems. I mean, all aspects of the plant, they all have different properties. And depending on what you need, it's about putting them together and making, like you said, making this beautiful thing that was designed literally to help you, you know, your health, your wellness, and your overall healing. And I think that's what makes the natural medicine approach to health and wellness so beautiful, because it was designed for us. It was meant for us. Mm. And being able to access that and use it to our benefit, to me, is just, it's nature, it's science, but it's also the art and beauty of putting it together so that it works for the individual.
Ugh, that's beautiful. I love that you said that. Yeah, and it's out there. What you're saying is really there. We're just, you know, we're just passing through it and thinking that, I don't know, I remember, so I grew up in Colombia, and my mom had a farm always where she had her lettuces, her herbs, her stuff. But, you know, there was someone working in the farm, and he lived there his whole life, and one day, it was COVID time, and I went back to live with my parents during COVID. And one day, we were picking oranges, and I'm like, Jose, his name is Jose, I'm like, Jose, do you want some oranges? Because I was eating them. And he's like, ooh, no, I don't like oranges. And I'm like, really? But why not? Do you like tangerines? Do you like other stuff? He's like, no, like those are not good for you. And I'm like, what do you mean? But there's like this concept. I feel that's what I meant when I said at the beginning, we're still exploring. There's still a lot of awareness to be done, that it's not just woo-woo and it's not just witch tree or not. It's actually effective. And all you need is just look for the right person to guide you and find the right products for you. But it's there. The solutions for whatever we're going through is in nature.
Yeah. And you said it perfectly, that not every, just because someone that you know has done this particular remedy, just because you have the same condition, air quote, doesn't mean that their remedy is going to work for you, because you're different individuals at different stages of life with different health and wellness needs. So it is important that you make sure you're accessing someone who's knowledgeable, and that their blend that they have is maybe similar, but it may not be the same as yours, and you can still get those same results. But making sure that you're, you know, approaching it from an individualistic, a personalized perspective.
You know, I was listening to, I was in a conference, and one of the doctors was saying that everyone has different microbiomes. And the fact that we had different bacterias in our digestive system means that we absorb things differently. And that itself explains what you're saying. We're all different. And what works for me doesn't work for you. The diet that works for me doesn't work for you. And so on. It's very, I feel like science and medicine in the future is going to become more personalized, ideally.
So, Maria, any parting words of wisdom?
Any parting words of wisdom? You know, I've been thinking a lot about naivete.
Uh-huh.
What do you say?
Naivete.
Being naive. Like, don't lose the asking questions. Just being naive enough to go and do things. Because if you are afraid of doing it because you don't know, because they tell you that it's not going to be possible, because blah, 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 all these words that come from the outside world, you're not going to do it. But if you're naive enough to go for it and just say, like, I'll figure it out. It's going to be hard, but everything in life is hard. You'll figure it out. I have found that in my career, in this career, and I find it out like every day. It's something that I've been reflecting on over the last days.
I love it. Staying curious. That's important. And really being able to have a passion enough and energy enough to continue pursuing it. So thank you very much. I appreciate it, Maria. It was wonderful talking with you.
So good talking to you. Thank you so much.
Que tenga un buen día. Chaoito.
Ciao.
Thanks for joining Women's Health, Wisdom, and Wine. We really hope you enjoyed our conversation today. Think about one gem you can take away from this episode and apply it to your own life. Also, remember to follow us, review us, and give us 5 stars. Till we meet again, remember, nourish your flourish.